Chapter 4. By hover car, the four of them rode to the spaceport where their ship waited. Nick found himself shivering with excitement. The great ship, sitting on one end, rose up against the sky like a fat bottle. Wisps of vapor rose from its engines. Here and there, tiny human figures worked. Horace seemed to Nick to have a strange reaction to the sight of the great ship. Although surrounded by his possessions, the cat gloomily shrank within himself, as if offended. Horace paid no attention to the job of transferring all the cartons and boxes from the hover car to the ship. Instead, he fished for a bit of pencil which had fallen into a crack. Nick's father said, "Cats resist travel. This is true of almost every cat, although now and then you will read of one joining a circus or floating out to sea on a cake of ice. Horace will be all right." Soon they had all their things aboard the ship. "This is the last day of our life on Earth," his father said as the four of them were strapped into their special seats. "We shall not see its like again," he added sadly. The crewman strapping Horace pulled the straps too tight. In a flurry of outrage, Horace bit him. "Easy does it, Horace," Nick's dad said. "He doesn't want to go," Nick said. "True," his dad admitted. "But after we get there, he'll approve of it. Cats take a dim view of any change. They have what is called a high inertial quality, or rather, an introversion of their psychic attitude."
"What does that mean?" Nick asked.
His dad replied, "It means nothing at all. It was just a random thought that came into my mind." To a passing crewman, he said, "How long will it be before we reach Plowman's planet?"
"We haven't taken off yet," the crewman said, and went on by.
"I know we haven't taken off yet," Nick's father said to Nick and his mother. He looked even more worried than usual.
"Easy does it, Pete," Nick's mother said, with a smile.
"What I've got," Nick's dad said, "is what is called a high inertial quality, or as it is sometimes called, an introversion of my mind. It's something I can't help. I'll feel better about it after we've been there a while, but right now..."
"Cool it, Mac,"
a crewman called as he made his way up the aisle between the seats.
"You're scaring the cat."
Nick's dad said grumpily, "I am not known as a person who caused..."